effect in any cash.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, anybody.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Leviticus 25.
Iwe Leviticus, orika double.
Verse 10.
Ese ikewa.
And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family.
Kia ye kiosi ya adoto do simimo, kia ye kiosi kede idasile ni ile, ile no fungo kwa wanti unkwe inore. Yo si ma je jubilee fun yin ki eyin ki o si pada olukuluku si ile ini re ki olukuluku yin ki o si pada sinu idile re.
From verse 39. And if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxing poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to suffer as a bond servant.
Ati bi arakun re ti o ba o gbe ba ti talaka ti o si tara re fun o iwo ko gbodo sin ni ile ni isi eru mo.
But as an hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee and shall serve thee unto the year of jubilee.
Bi ko se bi alagbase ati bi atiko ni ki o ma ba o gbe ki o si ma si o titi di odun jubilee.
And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return.
Nigba na ni ki o lo kuro lodo re ati ohun ati awon omo re pelu re ki o si pada lo si idile re ati si ile ni awon baba re ni ki o pada si.
The first thing about jubilee is freedom.
Ohun akoko nipa idasile o na ni ominira.
Freedom of movement.
Ominira lati rin bi o ti wuni.
Freedom to make progress.
Ominira lati le lo siwaju.
Freedom to be fruitful.
Ominira ati lati so eso.
When you read Exodus 21 verse 4.
Nigba ti e ba ka iwe Exodus orikokanlelogun ese ikerin.
Exodus 21 verse 4.
Iwe Exodus orikokanlelogun ese ikerin.
The Bible says,
Ibeli wi pe
somebody who is in bondage cannot even choose a wife for himself.
Eni ti nbe ninu igbegun o ti le le yan aya fun ara re.
If his master gives him a wife,
ti olowo re ba fun niyawo,
and he produces children,
to ba bimo,
both the wife and the children,
omo ati yawo re,
belong to the master,
oga re olowo re lo ni won.
There are some people who are of marriageable age,
awon mi ti wa to ti to le oko lo tabi le ni aya,
and there is no husband anywhere in sight,
be si ni ko si oko tabi yawo ni iwaju won.
Some men, old men, no wife in sight.
Awon okunrin na ti won ti to gidigba won oro ko ri yawo fe.
Because of the year of jubilee,
nitori odun idasile yin,
whatever is standing between you and marital bliss,
oko yowu ti o duro laarin iwo ati ayo igbeyawo,
shall be destroyed tonight.
Ni a o paro lale yi.
Anyone who is in bondage,
enikeni ti ma nbe ninu igbegun,
he will walk,
yo sise,
without pay.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kò sì ní sí ọ̀yà tí ó rí gbà.
He just keep on working for his master.
Olówó rẹ̀ ní ṣiṣẹ́ fún.
But the moment the year of jubilee comes,
ṣùgbọ́n ní kété tí ọdún ìdásílẹ̀ bá ti dé,
he can now begin to work for himself.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti lè máa ṣiṣẹ́ fún ara rẹ̀.
He can now begin to prosper.
Ìgbà náà ló ti lè bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti lè máa ṣe rere.
All of you who have been walking like an elephant and eating like an ant,
gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ti ṣiṣẹ́ bí erin tí ń dìde ìlérí,
because of this day of jubilee,
nítorí ọdún ìdásílẹ̀ ti yìí,
the tide will turn for you in Jesus' name.
Ìgbà yóò yí padà fún ọ lórúkọ Jésù.
Freedom to worship God.
Àti òmìnira láti sin Ọlọ́run.
As you like,
bí o ti wù ọ́.
with what you have to the extent that you want to. There are many people who want to worship God, but they are limited by circumstances. There are people who want to sing and praise God, but there are certain things in their lives that people can point to and say, you say your God is the Almighty. What about this problem in your life? What about this reproach in your life? Anything that has been closing your mouth that didn't allow you to worship God to the fullest of your capacity in this day of Jubilee shall be gone in Jesus' name. Freedom to go out, to come in, to engage in any form of business. Freedom to marry. Freedom to produce children. Freedom to worship God. Freedom to serve God. I know a lot of people who would love to build churches for God, but they themselves are tenants struggling to pay their rent. I decree to you tonight, everything you need to serve God to your heart content in this year of Jubilee, you will receive in Jesus' name. Another thing we see about the year of Jubilee is restoration. Another word that keeps cropping up in Jubilee is restoration. And restoration means you had something before, you lost it, but you get it back. So when we talk about restoration, it could mean restoration of health. It means once upon a time you were healthy, strong, then somewhere along the line you lost your health. When Jubilee comes, it brings restoration of health. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, Jeremiah 30, verse 17, God said, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Now when God says, I will, it is already settled. So I'm in total agreement with God that all of you who had lost your health, before the sun rises, you will get your health back in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 6, verse 6 to 10, the Bible talked about a man who had a withered hand. Withered hand means
the hand was home once upon a time. But then it began to wither. Then Jesus came in and restored the hand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever part of your body is withering, today shall be restored whole in Jesus' name. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25-34. Mark 5:25-34. The Bible tells us the story of the woman with the issue of blood. When the problem started, she thought she was just menstruating. But when the thing should stop, it didn't stop. She was rich before. The Bible says she spent all she had. Her health was withering. Her wealth was withering. But one day, her day of jubilee came. And in a single moment, what she had lost was fully regained. I speak to somebody here in the name of the Lord of hosts. Your health shall be restored in Jesus' name. Restoration can also mean restoration of your position in society. In Daniel chapter 4, thank you, Lord. The Lord said there is somebody here tonight. He said, you are the only light in a family full of darkness. The Lord asked me to tell you, through you, I will change the story of the family. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the source of sorrow in your life shall undergo a transformation. Hallelujah, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said you have a sore at your back that has refused to heal. Lord asked me to tell you, check, the sore is already gone. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the one who is withholding your inheritance will let it go now. Daniel chapter 4.
Daniel,
verse 28-37. Tells us the story of Nebuchadnezzar. He lost his position in society. He was a king. He became an animal. But his day of jubilee came. And God restored him.
Olorun si wa da pada.
He restored his senses.
O da opolo re pada.
He restored his kingdom.
O da ijoba re pada.
He restored his glory.
O da ogo re pada.
He restored his honor.
Ati ola re.
I say to somebody here today,
mo wa so fun eniko ni lale yi,
you who have been highly respected before,
iwo ni ti a ti ponle ni igba kan ri,
the circumstances had reduced you to somebody nobody cares about.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó jẹ́ pé eré ti bẹ́dùn rẹ̀ lẹ̀, ó wá di ẹ̀dọ̀lẹ̀.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù Kristì,
before the end of this month,
kí oṣù yóò tó parí,
you will have full restoration.
Wà á rí ìpadàbọ̀ ńlá.
Restoration can mean the restoration of wasted time, wasted years.
Ìdápadà lè túmọ̀ sí ìdápadà àwọn ọdún tí a ti fi ṣòfò àti àwọn àǹfààní tí a ti fi ṣòfò.
Joel chapter 2,
Joeli orí kejì,
verse 25-27.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n sí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
The Almighty God promised.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè fúnra rẹ̀ ṣèlérí.
Joel chapter 2,
pé nínú ìwé Joeli orí kejì,
25-27.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n sí ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
He said, all the years that the cankerworm had eaten,
pé àwọn ọdún ni tí kòkòrò ajẹnirun ti jẹ.
He said, I will restore them to you.
Ní èmi ò dá padà fún ọ.
When people say that opportunity once lost can never be regained,
nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn sọ wípé àǹfààní tí a bá ti pàdánù a ò lè rí mọ́,
they didn't take God into consideration.
Wọ́n ò mọ̀ wípé gbogbo ni Ọlọ́run lè ṣe.
With God, all things are possible.
Fún Ọlọ́run ohun gbogbo ni ṣíṣe.
And I'm decreeing to those of you, particularly the old ones in our midst, all the years that you have lost shall be restored back to you in Jesus' name. Everything that Satan has stolen from you, you will get them back in Jesus' name. When you read Job chapter 42,
nígbà tí ẹ bá ka Job oríkejì lé ní ogójì,
verse 12-17.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá sí ìkẹtàdínlógún.
Job 42, verse 12-17.
Job oríkejì lé ní ogójì, ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá sí ìkẹtàdínlógún.
When God brought restoration to Job,
nígbà tí Ọlọ́run mú ìdápadà fún Job,
everything he had lost,
ohun gbogbo tó ti pàdánù pátápátá,
God restored.
Ọlọ́run dá wọn padà.
Several fold.
Ní ìlọ́po ìlọ́po.
And then he gave him extra years to enjoy them.
Ó tún wá fún un ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sí i láti lè gbádùn wọn.
Once again, I'm saying to the older ones here,
lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí mo wá tún sọ fún ẹ̀yin àgbà láàrin wa,
those who are expecting you to die soon,
àwọn tí wọ́n retí ijọ́ tó máa kú,
shall be disappointed.
Ọlọ́run á dójú tì wọ́n.
And God can restore destiny.
Ọlọ́run sì lè dá àyẹ̀mọ́ padà.
He can restore lost dreams.
Ó lè dá àwọn ìran tí ó ti sọnù padà.
He can restore lost visions.
Ó lè dá àwọn ìran tí ó ti sọnù padà.
When your day of jubilee comes,
nígbà tí ọjọ́ ìdásílẹ̀ rẹ bá dé,
take the example of Moses.
Ẹ jẹ́ àwo Moses pàápàá.
When he was young,
nígbà tó wà ní èwe,
when he was a strong man of 40,
nígbà tó jẹ́ ọmọ ogójì ọdún tó ní agbára,
he wanted to deliver Israel.
Ó fẹ́ gba orílẹ̀-èdè Israeli là.
Wanted to use his power, his position to deliver Israel.
Ó fẹ́ lo ipò àti agbára rẹ̀ láti gba òmìnira fún ilẹ̀ Israeli.
But he made a mistake.
Ṣùgbọ́n wá ṣe àṣìṣe.
And he became a fugitive for 40 years.
Ó wá di ẹni tó sá ìsáǹsá àti aláyìn kiri ipò odidi ogójì ọdún.
But in Exodus chapter 3,
ṣùgbọ́n nínú ìwé Exodus orí ìkẹta,
verse 1-15.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sí ìkẹẹ̀dógún.
Exodus 3, verse 1-15.
Exodus orí ìkẹta, ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní sí ìkẹẹ̀dógún.
After 40 years,
lẹ́yìn ogójì ọdún,
the day of jubilee of Moses came.
Ọdún jubilee àti ìdásílẹ̀ ti Mose dé.
And the dream he had 40 years before,
ìran tó ti ní fún ogójì ọdún,
did
the vision of a national leader that he had 40 years before.
Ati a lato ti la legege bi olori orilede ogoji odun seyin.
The man who thought he was going to be a deliverer, who became a fugitive.
And he told of God, that's it, and don't look yet to what the answer at Yalanikiri.
Within one day,
Lanio Joko,
total restoration came.
He dapped up, Bombele Padawabal.
I decree to somebody here today,
Mokbala Shepherd, if any, Lanay.
Your lost dreams. Your lost vision. Your lost opportunities. Your lost ambition.
Shall be fully restored to you in Jesus' name. Some of you have had me tell this story.
1951.
In my little village. In those days, only two lorries came to the village every day. One is Austin, one is
Bedford.
Bedford. You can count the total number of people who had shoes. In my village in those days, they were less than 10.
Holy Kai, I want to walk back and never leave it to any better. So you won't remember.
One day,
Lord Jokon,
the Anglican bishop came from Ibadan.
A bishop who is your Anglican, well, at Ibadan.
To visit the little church that was there in my village.
What was they? Joke, creating Benny Abule, you won't.
And we students, pupils in the school, we line the route.
Our mokekeke ti be ni lewe won to wa se godo.
The hunters were firing their dim guns.
Awon ode si yibon
to welcome the bishop.
Lati ki bishop kabo.
His car was black and shiny.
Idoko ayokele ti won gbe wa dudu ni to si dan bi.
I saw his robe. Beautiful. When he was coming out of the car, I looked at his pair of shoes. Beautiful, shining. And everybody was struggling to bring in gifts, eggs and chicken and yams. My mouth was wide open. When I got home that day, I told my mother, I'm going to be a bishop.
Hallelujah.
My mother laughed and patted me on the head. Years passed. I even stopped going to church. I drifted into several other things. My ambition changed completely.
Oh, yeah, me keep at that patapata.
Somewhere along the line,
Shubao, Larry, yes, your bitch.
Jesus found me.
Oh, Lord, but Jesus found me back here.
And then 1981.
You do 1981.
30 years later.
Let your model.
As General Overseer, I've just become General Overseer of Redeem.
Me by Moses, and see, I love you to enjoy that, Father.
And I went to visit our little church, Redeemed Church, that was in Ifewara there. And the people of the town wanted to honor me. So the children in this primary school, they lined the route. The hunters were firing their guns.
The drummers were beating their drums. My car was new, black, shiny. My shoes were new, shiny. And as I drove in the town,
people she worry, boy, you know.
And I saw what was happening.
Tomorrow, don't shele.
I remember
1951.
The dream of 30 years.
Allah Godu
came to pass.
Oh, shele, don't know.
I say to somebody here today.
Who was so telephone in Kani Iloni?
All your dreams, all your ambitions, all your aspirations, they shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Jubilee spells relocation.
It doesn't let too much see.
The one in bondage is to go free.
Anything Beninu Igbegun, wa lofe.
Go back to your family.
Yo pada si ijile re.
Go back to your possession.
Yo pada si ohun ini re.
Move from where you are to where you ought to be.
Sipo pada kuro nibi to wa yi lo sibi to ye ko wa gan.
In the year of Jubilee, when the Jubilee of Moses came, God moved him from the backside of the desert. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 1, he was at the backside of a desert.
Inu Exodus oriketase kini ombeni eyi asale.
God moved him from there and put him in the center point of history.
Olorun wa mu kuro lati beye wa mu wa ti arin gbogbon itan.
Wherever you are today,
oh, ibi kibi yo wo wa loni,
I decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Ko pa la se ni oruko
that the God of Jubilee will move you to where you ought to be in Jesus' name. God will relocate you in Jesus' name. He will take you to a higher level in Jesus' name. Joseph was in prison.
Joseph wa ninu tubu,
but in Genesis chapter 40 verse 13.
Ṣugbọn ni ori ninu iwe Genesis ori ogogi ese iketala.
Genesis 40 verse 13.
Genesis ori ogogi ese iketala.
When his day of Jubilee came,
nigba ti ojo idasile ti ede,
God relocated him from prison to the throne.
Olorun sipo re pada kuro ninu tubu lo si ori ite.
Before you were born,
ki a to bi o,
God had a place in mind for you.
Olorun ni ibi to ti pese.
He promised in his word that you will be head, not tail. Because you are still alive to today. That place that God earmarked for you, He will take you there in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter, even if the world has written you off. They have written off Lazarus.
What
in John 11, 39 to 45.
John 11, 39
to
45.
When Jesus Christ said, take away the stone from the tomb,
the
sister of Lazarus said, it is too late.
He's
been dead for 4 days, and now he's thinking.
There's nothing more anybody could do for him. But God relocated him. He relocated him from the grave and turned him to a celebrity. Every one of you that the word had written of, that they said there's no hope for you, that you cannot become anything because of the year of Jubilee. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, even before the end of this year, your celebration will begin. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here, and all you are saying is, what do I do with this mountain that refused to move? The Lord asked me to tell you, I will fly you over the mountain. I decree to all of you who are here tonight, a new beginning of success, of progress, of victory, of promotion shall be yours in Jesus' name. Now, Jubilee is by divine decree. That's what makes it so beautiful. It is not as if the owner of the slave wants the slave to go. And when God says this is what must be, nobody can stand in his way. If God says you are going to be free tonight, all the forces of darkness in your father's house cannot do anything about it. Because when God says let there be light, we don't have to vote about it. We don't have to discuss it. When he says, let there be light, there will be light. When he says, Adeboye, be free, he becomes free. And God is saying to somebody here tonight, be free. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said God is saying to somebody here tonight, be free. Be free from sickness. Be free from sorrow. Be free from failure. Be free from retardation. Be free. Be free from barrenness. Be free from fruitless efforts. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be free. Psalm 33. Verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, let the whole earth fear before God. He said, because he spake and it is done. Once he says it, it is done. Now, quickly,
like
when we talk about the year of Jubilee, people think that it must compulsorily be 50 years.
And we yarrow, we pay dandan.
But when I study the Bible, I find that for different people, the day or the year of Jubilee could be different.
wípé fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn ọdún ìdásílẹ̀ tiwọn tàbí ọjọ́ ìdásílẹ̀ tiwọn ó lè dé kí àádọ́ta ọdún kí ó tó pé.
In John chapter 5.
Ní inú ìwé Johanu orí karùn-ún.
Verse 2-9.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì sí ìkẹsàn-án.
John 5 verse 2-9.
Ìwé Johanu orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì sí ìkẹsàn-án.
The man by the pool of Bethesda.
Ọkùnrin tó wà létí adágún odò Bethesda.
He was in captivity for 38 years.
Ọdún méjìdínlógójì ló fi wà nínú ìgbèkùn.
His jubilee came after 38 years.
Ọdún ìdásílẹ̀ tirẹ̀ dé lẹ́yìn ọdún méjìdínlógójì.
In John chapter 9. Verse 1-7. John 9 verse 1-7. In the story of the man born blind. Whose sight God restored to him. His year of jubilee came after 40 years. In Luke 13. Verse 10-17. Luke 13. Verse 10-17. In the story of the woman who was bent, who could not lift herself up.
And
the devil bound so that she couldn't lift herself up. Her year of jubilee came after 18 years. In Exodus 21, verse 1-6. Exodus 21, verse 1-6. We find that the year of jubilee for some people could come after 7 years. Because Daniel chapter 2, verse 20-21. Daniel 2, verse 20-21. Say it is God who controls time and seasons. He will decide what he wants to do when he wants to do it. So you may be 10 years old, or 20, or 30, or 60, or 70, your jubilee will come tonight. Different people, different year of jubilee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to say amen to this one before I tell you. Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said what you have lost in the past 10 years. You will recover all in less than 1 year. I want to say amen to this one too before I tell you. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said a new dimension of world influence begins in your life tonight. Let me get out of the way because we need to pray our way into jubilee. Our God is the God of jubilee. He loves to set the captives free. He wants everybody to enjoy a release. He wants everybody to be given an opportunity to start afresh. He can decree liberty to the captive. But he will never violate your will.
In Exodus 21, verse 2 to 6, Exodus 21, verse 2 to 6, he said, some people are free to say, we don't want jubilee.
Oh, so fun wa pe awon miran ti le be won ni o anfani tabi obinira lati so pe awon o fe idasile.
The owner of the slave says, slave, you can go.
Eni to le ru so pe iwo eru o wa le ma lo.
And the slave can turn to the owner and say, I am not going.
Eru na wa le koju si olowo re ko so pe mo lo.
In other words, you have a choice. Here is jubilee. The table is set before you. Freedom is there. Release from captivity is there. A new beginning is there. Joy unspeakable is there. Fruitfulness is there. Open doors there. I said, you are free to say, I don't want it. And I will tell you a story. In a town somewhere in Osun State, there was a very wealthy man. But he had been very, very evil. He got everything he got by evil means. And God looked down from heaven. Out of his great mercy, I said, let me give him money. An opportunity to be saved. So he sent someone to him. That one told him about the story of salvation. That the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. All you have to do is surrender to him and he will save your soul. It doesn't matter what evil you have done. He will forgive. He was silent for a while. And then turned to the preacher. He said, thank you very much. I've heard everything you said. Take all my children. Let them follow Jesus.
He said,
but for him, he said, it is too late. The preacher said, no, as long as you are still breathing, it's not too late.
He
said, thank you very much.
Yeah,
he said, but I don't want. He said he has spent most of his life with the devil. He would like to continue and end it with the devil. He died a few weeks later. God offered him a jubilee. He threw it away. God is offering someone a jubilee here tonight. Please don't refuse it. So if you are here and you up to this moment you are still living in sin, my God is saying, come, let me save your soul. Let me give you a new beginning. No
no matter how terrible your past had been, I will wash you and you'll be whiter than snow. He said, but I won't force you
to go.
It is a choice you have to make yourself. So if there's anyone here in this congregation and you want to surrender your life to Jesus now, come forward very quickly and Jesus will save your soul.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.